I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. If you were summoned to appear in Independence on Monday, August 25th, 2025, this panel has been canceled and you do not need to appear. I repeat, if you were summoned to appear in Independence on Monday, August 25th, 2025, this panel has been canceled and you do not need to appear. This week, Senator Marie Alvarado Gill, Republican of Jackson, stood with California families to defend parental rights and educational freedom as two dangerous bills were placed on the Senate Appropriations Committee suspense file, where bills historically go to quietly die. Today is a small win in the battle, but this fight is far from over, said Senator Alvarado Gill. AB 84 and AB 495 hurt kids and drive yet another wedge between them and their parents, putting government in their place. I am proud to stand with strong parents of SD 4 to say no, protect families, and defend educational freedom. Parents know what best for their children, not Sacramento politicians. Under the false guise of reform, AB 84 would gut California charter schools, eliminating educational choice for families. In June, Senator Alvarado Gill released an op-ed strongly opposing the bill, and today she testified against it during the Appropriations Committee Me Too comment period. Equally threatening is AB 495, a Trojan horse bill designed to undermine parental rights. With just a single sheet of paper, it would let anyone claim guardianship of a child without proof, background checks, or court review, giving them authority over schooling and medical decisions. We should be doing everything to protect vulnerable children, not take away their shot at educational success or make it easier for abusers to exploit them. These bills still have a slight pulse until the suspense hearing on August 29th. Until then, I will stand with California families to protect their rights and help kill these bills for good, concluded Senator Alvarado Gill. Well, this comes from Tanya Elvers Barnes, and she wants to let everybody know, if you haven't heard, their son Matias has been diagnosed with leukemia. He'll begin his treatment right away. Due to the unexpected situation, they're doing a 50-50 fundraiser board to help offset any expenses associated with this battle against cancer. And they appreciate all of the love, prayers, and support that have been given to them already. They are humbly asking for your support in this fundraiser. Squares are $20 each, and one winner will receive $1,000 once the board is filled and all the squares are paid for. If you're unable to purchase a square, simply sharing the post would be great. To find that post, you can simply go out to her Facebook, Tanya Elver Barnes, or you can go to Sierra Wave Media, where we have shared it as well. We firmly believe that we should be doing everything that we can to be helping this family physically, spiritually, and financially. This family and this little man need our help. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to SierraWave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening. The mail, huh? She just brought the mail.